Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, as promised on the WadeFord.com hotline, five-star blue chip recruit, number one nationally ranked shooting guard of class of 2019, top five overall ranked prospect, according to ESPN Top 100, and University of Georgia signee over the likes of other teams like Florida State, North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky. We got the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. Now, Anthony, it's Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. Dog Nation is loving you and your decision to join over in Athens. You made a lot of people happy. First and foremost, how are you and congratulations?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Now, first things first, let's kick this thing off or tip this thing off since we're talking about some basketball. What ultimately made Georgia your choice over more traditional powerhouse programs that I mentioned prior? And because you realistically, you could have played anywhere. Why Athens?
It's my home. I have family. My sister just had my nephew. I want him to be able to see me play. I want to be able to see him grow up. And Tom Crean's a great dude. He's great with player development. And he had two of my favorite of all time players of all time.
Okay, now how much did Tom Crean's hire at Georgia increase your chances of going there? Because, you know, has Georgia always been this high on your list? Was there something specifically that he did or said that was the difference maker that maybe other coaches didn't necessarily do?
Nah, Georgia wasn't always on my list. I mean, it just when he got hired, it was on my list, but not that strong. But when I found out Coach Amir was on the staff, that's when I started considering it a lot.
Now, what we have been seeing is quite a trend of traditional powerhouse football programs that have landed elite-level basketball prospects, guys like Trae Young at Oklahoma, Colin Sexton of Alabama. With your trust in Tom Crean and that commitment, did making Georgia a relevant two-sport institution, because they're pretty good in some football too, did that play any part in your decision, or did you even give that any thought?
No, I didn't give it any thought. I just wanted to go there because it was close to my house.
We got Anthony Edwards. We call him the Ant-Man here out of ATL. One of the top players in the country, obviously just recently committed earlier this week to the University of Georgia. He's here on the WaveForward.com hotline. The state of Georgia, this is kind of like the elephant in the room, Ant-Man, realistically speaking. The state of Georgia has struggled to keep elite talent in state. How big of a deal was it for you personally to stay close to home?
It was a big deal because I know a lot of people wanted to see me play, and I don't want to be like everyone else and go to those schools, get coached by those guys, and just be another one of those players. I want to be somebody that a school's going to remember, so that's why I chose Georgia.
I love that, man. Put your own stamp on things just a little bit. And speaking of, I had the opportunity, the Lakers came in town the other night and had an opportunity to speak briefly with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, obviously Georgia's last highly touted recruit and NBA draft pick. Spoke very highly on your behalf in terms of your style of play and said that he's really looking forward to seeing you in the red and black. Are there any other notable guys that we would know that reached out to at least say, hey, congratulations?
Yeah, most definitely. Dwayne Wade, Victor Oladipo, John Wall, Dennis Smith. A lot of players. It was a lot of players. I just remember that.
Okay, now Tom Crean has a history of getting guys very similar build and stature like yours, 6'4", Dwayne Wade, Victor Oladipo, two guys that you just mentioned. Are there any specific guys that are in the NBA or previously played in the NBA, even on the current college level, that you pattern your game after that people tell you that you kind of play like a little bit?
Dwayne Wade and Oladipo.
The McDonald's All-American game is obviously going to be coming up really soon, Wednesday, March 27th of this year. How do you describe the excitement to be participating in that game, and not only that, but for it to actually be held in your backyard?
I'm very excited because, to me, it was just a dream come true. I wrote on my wall probably in ninth grade I wanted to become a McDonald's All-American. So when I seen my name on the screen, it was just a relief, sign of relief. I was happy, and for it to be in my city is amazing, so.
Congratulations to you. Got about two more questions here with the Ant-Man. We call him Anthony Edwards. Holy Spirit Prep, one of the top players in the country, top five according to ESPN, top 100. Are there any uncommitted players that you're pretty close with that you're kind of trying to reel in to come in at Georgia with you?
Yeah, I got two players that I'm trying to get to come play with me. Yeah, Preston Achiuwa and I don't know his whole name. I just know his first name, Cortez, but he goes to IMG.
Okay, final question for you here, Ant-Man. What areas of your game do you feel like that you need to improve on? And what areas of your game do you feel like that you have excelled at the most? What's your go-to?
I feel like I need to improve on, like, my training set, conditioning, and being able to play defense at all times. Areas that I feel like I have excelled on is probably scoring the ball and getting my teammates involved.
Anthony Edwards, that's the Ant-Man. Appreciate you for all your time, and good luck moving forward in the future for the remainder of the season at Holy Spirit Prep, as well as going forward in the foreseeable future at the University of Georgia.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.